Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm He Jian. More than 50,000 high school students in Shanghai are taking the college entrance examination today. The Gaokao usually takes place in June, but it was postponed a month due to the pandemic. Zhang Yue takes a look.
Some students appeared calm before entering the exam. Even though they had to change the way of preparing for the test and study at home for 3 months.
We had a unique senior year because of the pandemic. We had an opportunity to experience what other people can never experience. This also means something different to the significance of our growth.
One teacher said studying remotely at home is not all bad for some students.
I was surprised to learn something good about online study. For instance, some students are shy when talking in front of their peers. However, they're more willing to express their feelings in an online class when they're more comfortable by themselves.
In addition to regular virus prevention protocols, students are required to upload a daily antigen test result. Police were on duty to guide traffic. In Jing'an District, a traffic police officer on motorcycle was dispatched for emergency. One student asked an officer for help when getting stuck in traffic 5 kilometers from the test site. Police picked her up in just 8 minutes and brought her to test site 15 minutes before the exam started. Among the police officers, Xing Chen is responsible for patrolling around Xingzhong Senior High School. He took the Gaokao at the school back in 2016.
I was excited coming back to my old school, to see the familiar campus and scenery that is a part of my life. I am emotional and honored to do something for my school.
Temporary parking zones have been set up for parents to drop off their children. The examination ends Saturday. Zhang Yue, Shanghai Life.
An ecological integration zone for international trade of bulk commodities in the expo area was launched today in Pudong. More than 190 bulk commodities trading companies have an office in the zone. The goal is to strengthen the country's pricing power in bulk commodities. Zhang Hong has more.
China National Gold Group Trading Corporation is one of the companies in the zone. Employees in one of its trading areas are responsible for trading 40 tons of physical gold a year. China Aluminum International Trading Group and China Copper International Trading Group are across the street. Despite supplying significant amounts of non-ferrous metals in the world, China lacks pricing power.
China's pricing power does not match its trade volume. At present, the industry does not have enough influence. So we need to form a cluster of companies in the sector to work together.
The Ecological Integration Zone for International Trade of Bulk Commodities in the Expo area helps bring upstream and downstream companies together. There are already 191 companies in the area, covering trade of non-ferrous metals, steel, grain, and other commodities.
We'll have a flow of trade, logistics, capital, and information in this zone, which will make the allocation of resources easier and more efficient. It will help us gain more pricing power over bulk commodities and contribute to stable growth of the entire supply chain.
An expo area administration official said trade in bulk commodities is expected to exceed 1 trillion yuan by 2025. Pudong officials introduced policies to fast-track custom clearance, provide financial support, and attract industry professionals to work and live in Shanghai. Zhang Hong, Shanghai Life.
Russian Defense Ministry spokesperson Igor Koshannikov said on Wednesday that Russian forces had destroyed 2 high-mobility artillery rocket systems in Ukraine. Stephen Rancourt has more.
Koshannikov said that the rocket systems were destroyed near the Ukrainian village of Malatarnivka, near Kramatorsk. Koshannikov also said that a radar station for an S-300 air defense system along with a temporary camp housing foreign mercenary units in Limani were destroyed. The general staff of Ukraine's military denied Russia's claim, saying the U.S.-supplied HIMARS were being used to inflict devastating blows on Russian forces. So far, Ukraine has received 4 HIMARS from the United States. HIMARS systems have a maximum range of just over 300 kilometers, but the missiles supplied by the United States have a range of just under 65 kilometers, well short of what the system can actually do, but double the range of the howitzers it supplied. However, there are fears that some military equipment delivered by Western countries to Ukraine could end up on black markets.
If those weapons, like military rifles, guns, grenades, and anti-aircraft missiles are sold to surrounded areas via illegal trade, it could be easily used by terrorists or some other criminal organizations to harm the world.
Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov commented on reports that Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida had proposed capping the purchase price for Russian oil at around half of its current price. Peskov said that other countries may disagree with Tokyo's cap-level proposals.
Japan has taken a very unfriendly position towards Russia. In any case, this very unfriendly position in no way facilitates the development of trade and economic relations, which includes dialogue on energy.
Also on Wednesday, Russian President Vladimir Putin met with the general director of the United Grain Company, who reported on payments in rubles for Russian grain. Ukraine and Russia provided almost a third of the world's wheat and barley and half of its sunflower oil in 2021. Stephen Rancourt, Shanghai Live.